Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
HOAs. All right, this story's out of California. I guess the HOA discovered somebody living in a garage, right? And it made them mad. You can't be doing that. You cannot have people in your garage living there, okay? So they came up with a rule that you must keep your garage door open from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. every day.
Right, because housing right now in California is so out of control, and people are just storing people for money, basically.
Look, it's like a room, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's a room.
The person that came up with that rule, though, is a dummy. Okay, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And not to interrupt, but I am going to. The dumbest rule ever is the Colorado law that says people that sell you ammunition have to talk to you first.
What?
Have you seen that rule?
No.
Yeah.
If they sell you ammunition,
they have to talk to you.
They have to talk to you.
They have to interact with you.
To make sure you're not.
I don't know. You can't just buy it off the shelf at Cabela's. You have to talk to somebody.
Oh, like start up a conversation.
I like talking to people, though. That might be, I like that law.
I don't know. I just like to get my ammunition and go. That is the dumbest. I don't want to have to talk to anybody.
Yeah, so what are you doing today? Tell me about it.
It's like the lady at Starbucks at the drive-thru.
Oh, my God, every time.
Oh, God, she drives me nuts.
So anyway, what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Yeah, like, leave
me alone. Why do you care?
All right, anyway, back to your story.
Back to the story. Yeah. HOA California.
The mandate from the Homeowners Association says residents must keep their garage doors open. Failure to comply can result in a $200 fine.
If we have to have this open from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, anybody can help themselves and steal your blind, and they do it in this Auburn Greens complex.
This is not safe.
Shally Ia keeps her garage door closed, fearing what might happen if it's left open all day.
This will just be an open door policy and saying, welcome, take what you want.
Open door, you're right.
Especially since it went viral and on the news last week, and so, or a couple weeks ago, I guess, when this all went down. And so people would just know, if I'm a criminal, I heard about this, I'd be just going in that neighborhood.
Wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that? Leaving your house in the morning to go to work, nobody at your house,
purposely,
and your garage door doors are wide open.
People are dumb.
We keep a lot of crap in the garage.
Yeah, well, and then people were getting away with it. They were just cracking it.
Just lifting really? Up just
yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit.
Because that's open.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now the backlash has been just out of control.
Yeah.
And they've been pointed out to how stupid this HOA rule is, and they've rescinded it. Until further notice, they said. They said they were going to investigate the safety hazards with this, and then they would get back to the residents of the area once they figured out if it was safe or not.
That is so dumb. I mean,
that's even a dumb statement.
Yeah, it is. Because everybody right now, as I heard it, they're all just cracking them.
Yeah.
So to avoid the fine. I mean, because that's open, quote unquote, open.
Yeah.
Because they didn't put it in the bylaws open, wide open. It just said the need to be open.
You got to be specific.
Yeah, exactly.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.